Some Great Lakes states have grown tired of waiting for a new federal plan to control the ship's discharge of dirty ballast water into the lakes and have set their own regulations. Earlier this year, Wisconsin issued a permit on ballast treatment for a cleaning standard 100 times tougher than a standard set by the International Maritime Organization, or IMO. But the DNR promised to study whether effective treatment systems would be feasible in a couple of years. The DNR's Susan Sylvester says after working with a group of scientists, government officials, the shipping industry, and environmental groups, no treatment systems could fit the bill.
So we are changing our permit requirement to meet the IMO discharge standard. But one of the things that we're requiring is that the ocean-going vessels continue to do ballast water exchange in the open ocean. And current research shows that if you do saltwater exchange first and then use a treatment system, that you will actually achieve higher than IMO.
Some environmentalists had wanted Wisconsin's permit to be tougher than the International Ballast Treatment Standard. But George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation said last evening that as far as he could tell, the DNR had used good science to come up with its plan to just match the IMO. The DNR will hold a hearing on its proposal January 26th in Superior. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.